Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is this horse shit, and what's the name of the podcast you're giving her?
Listen. pull her back up. I didn't say take her off the fucking screen.
Whatever you say.
Let's turn it down a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at her a little bit.
Whatever you say.
Is that a half Asian? That's a good mix. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck she is. She's a child, probably.
Okay.
I don't know, but she got to be able to vote, right?
Yeah.
She's wearing a Bernie shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like when a girl has a tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. That's not my fault. Fuck off. How'd you get that tattoo? It was that
How'd
other
you get
guy's
that Bernie
job.
Shirt?
Yeah.
That's actually, you should do that when you fuck an underage girl. You just slap an I voted sticker on her.
Holy shit. Look at
that'll
her.
Hold up in court.
Well, let's get into the show, but we're going to talk about this girl a little bit because I love her. I've never seen a girl who's so smart. And have such good ideas. We have a great show planned today. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico here, as always.
Feeling good, buddy.
Good, man. We also have, very excited to have on the show, have we had both of you guys here before?
We have not had both of us, no.
Separately.
I don't think Brett's been on it, right?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Okay, met you.
Yeah, Brett. We have met.
We've met, okay. Jordan's been on the show before.
Yes.
Okay. Brett's been on the show. You guys are the Rabel brothers, Jordan Rabel, Brett Rabel. Very cool to have you guys both on the show.
Normally our fans get upset when we have brothers on the show.
Oh, is that true?
Who have been the other brother pairing?
No. He was being racist.
Oh, God.
I was commenting that our fans
a little too quick for us. A little too quick for us there. I'm already for that.
Also, my soundboard's not working already. Let's get this shit together, guys. We have a great show planned today. Lots to talk about. The world's ending, apparently. I don't know. Maybe I'm being fucking crazy about this. Maybe I'm being crazy about this. But, you know, I don't really care. I'm not washing my hands.
You're not nervous?
You're not washing your hands.
Not really. No more often than I would normally wash my hands. I mean,
which is rare.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. I don't really wash my hands when I pee. I'm just going to come out and say it right now.
Of course.
I just started washing my hands. I never pee. Yeah, washing your hands when you pee is not something I've ever... I always do the courtesy, turn the faucet on if someone's in there.
Yeah, to let everyone know that I'm washing
my hands.
Only if someone else is in there. Yeah. Only if someone else is in there.
No.
Yeah, of course.
And plus a pee, like, it's almost like you should wash your hands before you pee.
Yeah.
Because what's your dick touching other than underwear? All day.
That's actually a good point. So you're just transferring germs to your dick.
Are you not sure? You want to check it out to see if it works? See, it's not plugged in, you asshole. I don't know what's going on with you.
No
Ever
worries.
Since we started training him for this fight, he's changed.
Yeah, I've been told that there is a fight. Dylan, who's Dylan fighting?
Dylan's fighting Harrington. Thank you very much. And I need a stir as well. The whole show's falling apart right now. I want to point it out. I need a stir.
None of your slaves are satisfactory.
It's fucking psychotic, dude. Dylan's over here on his hands and knees.
Well, it doesn't matter. The world's falling apart. The show's falling apart. Who cares? You know?
Are you guys actually scared?
No, I honestly am not of coronavirus. No,
no, because we're not going to die from it. The worst case scenario is I just get the flu for a couple days and then I'm back at it.
Yeah, but my problem is this, right? So my, I
have a kid, so it's different.
Well, I have a kid, so I look, that's not an issue. Kids aren't dying from it either. But my concern is this. I cannot be under quarantine.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because we have road shows every weekend, and I'm like, well, I need to do those for money.
Yeah, I got to fucking get out there and do my shit, dude. I got Skankfest coming up.
Yeah.
You've said Skankfest is like the old...
Uh-oh. Oh,
shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to hide this cough from everybody for 3 days. My son's mother, I told her, I was like, hey, I got a little bit of throat crud from the flight, I feel like, from traveling so much.
Yeah.
She's like, you have to go to the doctor. You have to get tested for coronavirus. I'm like... I'm not getting tested for coronavirus.
What if I have it?
Yes. Then I got to go into fucking quarantine.
This is I've been telling people I have allergies for a week.
This is psychotic. Yes, yeah, so it's hard to not be a little bit paranoid, right?
Yeah, but you just know that you're young. It's killing old people, which in some ways, some people could argue is a good thing.
Yeah.
I would argue that it probably is.
I haven't been able to see anything online that's made me feel like Dylan is a fucking idiot. Stop doing my thing. That's my fucking
Rage
Against the Machine impression.
Is that now your soundboard is just tapping the mic?
Yeah.
I kind of...
Fix it, Dylan. God damn it. Why wasn't it fixed before we started the show? Oh, I hope Harrington fucks you up, dude.
You're outsourcing your fucking up your interns to other interns? That's amazing.
What now, Lewis, I have to ask you, what sound effect are you most excited to use once it gets back on live? You better not
give him that.
Now I'm going to start being mean to you, and I have even less power than probably you.
No, you don't. You have way more power than him. You can literally make him do anything you want right now.
Really? Yeah. Only for the duration of the show?
For the duration of the show. Wow. The guests are treated like rock stars here. Wow. Shannon, do I not say that to the fans? Now show them titties.
Yes,
now show them titties. Sorry, I have to do my own sound effects with my mouth.
And we're not going to tell you what to tell Dylan to do. But he is already under the table.
Yeah. Dylan has to do anything you ask of him. That's the fucking rules here at Guest Digital. We treat our fucking guests like rock stars. Dude, you want some cocaine? You want a blowjob?
Both. Yeah, that would actually be nice. Yeah.
Dylan?
It would be fun to cheat on my girlfriend with
Dylan.
With Dylan. It would very much
on
shock
air.
Her.
On air. Irrefutable that it happened.
But then you could say it was a bit. That's the thing. That's the great thing about being a comedian. You could cheat. And like, I was kidding.
Such a good joke.
It was CGI.
She's going to believe that.
I fucked this gay boy in his mouth on the Real Ass Podcast. It was a bit.
It's not cheating if it's gay. That's the rule I have.
Mm. All right.
So you nervous about, are you legitimately nervous at all for your wallet with the coronavirus, Lewis?
No, because I am watching Dylan under the table right now fuck up my life. So I'm not even going to get there. I made all the bad decisions I could possibly make before the coronavirus could take me down. So,
Zach, are you worried about the coronavirus?
No, like you said, with old people, it's like when a forest burns and kills all the dead wood.
Yes. That, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, a few weeks ago, well, you're right, it was Australia. It was the forest fires in Australia. If I was a kangaroo or a koala, I would have been freaking out, right? But I'm not, so who gives a shit? That's what I said. It's a good point. Thank you, guys.
I want that as a poll quote for the episode. If I was a kangaroo, I would be freaking out about coronavirus.
Losing my shit. But I'm not. I'm a young man, and I'm very strong.
And plus, like, just, I don't know, be a grown-up, wash your hands, fucking don't, like, be gross. Like, I saw a white guy with a fucking painter's mask on leaving my apartment building.
Jesus.
With a briefcase. And it's like, dude, how is that going to help?
Jesus. Apparently the masks don't help at all.
No.
The masks
keep you from getting your
spit from getting spread out.
Yes. Yes.
But he had on a painter's mask, not.
So anybody with a surgical mask.
Kind of like the big air tubes on the side?
No, like the one with the little rubber band and the styrofoam thing.
Oh,
right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think my foundational hatred for Asian people comes from me walking around Chinatown when I first moved to New York City, and these fucking Asians would have the mask on, and I was like, you can't breathe my air? You think you're fucking better than me?
Oh, you thought it was an elitist thing.
I was furious.
Wow.
Then I found out it's very polite in Asia to do that. If you're sick, if you don't do that, it's considered very rude. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm sorry, but that foundation had already been built.
But then you're like, so this whole entire area is sick? What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
you know what else is polite? Not spitting in the fucking street.
Oh, I do that.
I do that all the time.
I did that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like
What I spit up looked like the whatever emoji they're using for coronavirus. The exact shape of that green, like fucking yeah, that thing. That's what I spit up today into the street. And I spit.
Yeah, but I
Lewis
mean,
has it. I'm just now. I'm pretty sure you
I
have
might.
It.
I don't know.
But that's every once in a while. I don't think old Chinese guys swallow their saliva. They just spit constantly.
I don't want to get anyone canceled from SNL here, but do you want to get into a conversation about Asian people? We can do a real last conversation about Asian people. I don't know what's going
By the
on.
Way, and if you want to shit on Chinese people, just ask another kind of Asian people. I have a Korean friend who said that when they have flights from China to Korea, they give out a pamphlet on what manners are. And it's like, do not spit or piss in the street. You know, if you need to change your baby, take it into a changing station. Do not change it on a bench.
Oh, my God.
If it's a girl, do not drown it.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, though, when Asian people are racist toward, like, white people, or actually just Americans, because I recently watched that documentary, American Factories, and... Because we're used to being the racist ones to them, right?
Oh, but hell
you,
yeah.
You watch, have you seen that documentary? Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Basically, it's about a factory in Michigan, I think, or somewhere in the Midwest. And it was a car factory, and then it closed down. And then a Chinese company came in and bought it. And now they're making window panes of glass. And the Chinese employers... are basically, they have half their employees are Chinese employees, and then half of them are Americans, white and black Americans. And it's very funny because the Chinese management is being so racist toward all of the Americans, talking about, oh, they got fat sausage fingers, and oh, they need breaks.
And how lazy they are, but that's because we actually have like workers' protections somewhat here.
Yeah,
yeah, we actually don't, they're so lazy, and the employees are asking for like a 15-minute break. Like, it's not, but that's just how hard.
They work. They work very hard. I was watching a documentary. It's called The Karate Kid. It was with Will Smith's son.
Oh, very good documentary.
Yeah, he actually moved to China and was learning kung fu, which is pretty.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah, it's a real documentary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a remake of The Karate Kid.
Jesus Christ.
That's mentally handicapped. It's okay. You might have the coronavirus and your brains are melting out of your head. Who knows?
I'm worse than that.
Oh, man. I would put a boom shakalaka sound effect right in your face right now.
I
just trashed you. But I don't have that ability anymore. And now it's going to fucking rest on my own fucking laurels, Dylan. Thanks, Shannon. No, rattlesnake's more for like a clever joke. When I just smash somebody in their mouth, it's like a boom shakalaka. It's like a boom. Shannon, come on. You don't have the boom shakalaka?
She doesn't have it.
All right. What are you going to do? So, yeah, whatever. Coronavirus, you know, on the financial side, what happened? The stock market crashed or something?
Yeah, it's down like 10% today. After already dropping like another 10%.
Good time to buy.
Could be.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
It's going to all go away in a couple weeks.
Depends on your long horizon, you know what I mean? How long you're going to hold.
Right. It's either you buy now and it goes up, or you buy and if the world's collapsing, then money doesn't matter. So
exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point.
Actually is the time to buy.
Buy.
The Raver Brothers will give just the hottest stock tips.
Yeah.
That is a fucking solid stock tip right there. If the world's going to die, who gives a shit about your $35,000 you're going to put into whatever fucking thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
That spare 35 G's. Yeah.
God damn it. I need to fucking get on the phone
right now. If you don't invest it now, marauders are going to take it from you.
Zach, you definitely look like you could be like the leader of a marauding group.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would be on a leash leading the leader of a marauder group.
Yeah, Zach.
In chaps.
Yeah, maybe a sex slave to Immortan Joe.
They strap me on the hood of the nicest car.
Oh, yeah. And you're just playing electric
the hood just falls down like that. They can't drive it.
You absolutely, because I feel like there are different aesthetics to Zach Amico, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like the aesthetic that you would adopt, what aesthetic would you adopt as the guy on the truck?
Oh, full road warrior, post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, so you'd have the spike.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What if Zach dressed normal in post-apocalyptic?
Those Levi's.
Yeah, he comes out with just a fucking, you know, a turtleneck.
Dockers. It's the end of the world, motherfuckers.
I literally just coughed onto Zach's shoulder.
Yep. That's great. That's great.
And I've been flying a lot. A lot.
Where have you been flying to?
Everywhere. I was in Houston Wuhan. This past weekend. Yeah, it was in China, Korea.
Whoa, wow.
He's counting Skankfest Wuhan.
Dylan, at this point, get away from me. Stop parkouring in and out of the room to fix this thing. What is going on? Stop. Go back to your seat.
You know, I can pull up one of those old soundboards that you would prank call people with. It might just be like Arnold Schwarzenegger, though. Remember the prank calling people when you were like in sixth grade?
Yeah, and then just doing Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Is that what you did? I was doing, is your refrigerator running?
Oh, no, I had the same thing. You had like buttons. You had like a soundboard.
Yeah.
And you could have conversations as different celebrities.
So, and it was very limited. Like there was 25, even for Schwarzenegger, it'd be a very limited, oh, here we go.
You're lucky that worked. You're lucky it worked. Give me a little more volume on that soundboard and we'll be all right. Not too much. Maybe 10%, 20% more. Fix it, Dylan. Here, this is from before.
Retroactive.
Boom shakalaka!
There we go.
Hurt, dude. You just got fucked up.
Dude,
you got fucked up on the boom shakalaka. Yeah, good luck recovering from that, Brett.
No.
Sorry.
Wow. I've been
throw people off a little bit sometimes with the boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
So look, here's my thing, right? So what everything I've read about the coronavirus online, it reacts like the flu, right? So you get flu-like symptoms, correct? You have a cough and a fever, and then it kills old people, right? It's kind of like the flu.
Yeah.
And it also kills old people at less of a rate than the flu. Less people have died and less percentage, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that it's more contagious than the flu. So it's less dangerous, but you're more likely to get it.
It acts like the flu. Every symptom is like the flu. Who fucking cares? It's just the flu. It's just a different version of the flu.
Well, it's a strain of flu. That's what it is.
So why are we freaking out?
Because we want people to buy shit in stores. It's so interesting to see who coronavirus has been good for and who it's been terrible for.
Yeah.
That Purell is sold out.
Yeah.
I never would have thought I would say, talk to a cashier and they go, Purell is sold out. I bought one Purell. I hosted a show and the gag I did as the host of the show, as I said, the audience member of the night, there'll be an audience member of the night award and the audience member of the night will receive this award. And then I pulled out a little tiny Purell thing as like the gag throughout the show.
Yeah.
And that cost me. I went to a bodega because I thought of it 15 minutes before and I was like, oh, it's mildly funny. So I went and I bought it at a bodega and I put it on the counter. And then the clerk just had a small smile twist across his face and he goes, $5. And I was like, I don't know, we're getting fucking surge pricing on the Purell.
Oh, I would have charged way more.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I was expecting it to be way more because I have a ton of Purell because just throughout the years you get Purell, you get them fucking whatever it is. I don't use enough hand sanitizer for the amount that comes into my life. So it's always going to be an influx of more Purell. It's like Adderall. I don't take Adderall at all because it makes me like a lunatic. So the amount of Adderall that's just come into my life that's just sitting in a fucking shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I'll never get rid of it, guys. If you want Adderall, everyone can have it all, okay? Believe me. I have a bunch of Purell and the reason is because I've thought about jerking off with Purell probably 35 times in my life. Okay?
That sounds terrible.
That sounds horrible.
I always stop myself. I was, because you're horny and you have full balls and you're like, I need to jerk
off. You're not
off,
rational.
And I need to come, exactly. And then I think about the Purell and I say, who's this? Leave me alone. Oh, hold on. It's DeRosa. Why does he keep on calling me? Is this important? Is he in jail? Call him later. But I always rationalize it, and I go,
I feel
no.
Like if DeRosa was in jail, he could just ooze through the bars.
That's true.
I like that he's in jail, and you're the first person he calls.
I would be.
Jerking off with Purell.
Yeah, I have a lot of Purell just sitting in my apartment right now, a ton of it.
Mounds of Purell and Adderall.
You know how much you would burn through that Purell so fast if you started jerking off with it, too?
Yeah.
Lewis, you should start.
Because it dries.
Like, can we start selling that? Literally, here, if you, I will be your Purell salesman. If you, I will be
100%.
Yeah.
Well, because what I'm thinking we could do is we can get those little, because I have a few big tubs.
If we the little next to
you. Oh, those huge ones.
Yeah, and then we can get a little, the little things, fill them up, sell them for like $10 a pop in the park.
That's the new currency, by the way. Oh, yeah, just the thing, and if you want one,
ooh,
maybe just a dollar. Come, we'll give you a Pharrell.
For a fucking squirt.
Yeah.
That's a fucking smart idea right there.
At Skankfest, just say Skankfest, $1 a squirt. A dollar a squirt. Say
you could call it snake oil from the rattlesnake. Bro.
It is.
Come on.
It cares what ails you.
And maybe you get a bump of Adderall for, it's $10 for Purell and a bump of Adderall. That's, you can a good do deal. A little bit and get a little squirt.
That's a good deal right there. I like
love
it.
The idea of you hoarding just all this Purell and Adderall like the old man in Creepshow.
Uh-oh.
I knew it was coming. Wow.
If I cough, I'll cough into my hand and come tap Zach on the shoulder too.
Please do it.
To make sure.
I don't know, guys. I just feel like fear sells. 573 Gasline, are you afraid of coronavirus or are you not afraid of coronavirus? Can you explain it to me? Why should I be afraid of coronavirus?
Or do you have it? You're alone. Call us if you've got it. You're listening.
Do you have coronavirus?
That would be fascinating to talk to someone. Our sister is a doctor, and she basically has been asked by, she's an infectious disease doctor, so she's been asked incessantly to the point where she just wrote up a 2-page report and sent it to every friend and family member.
Really?
And her thing was,
I didn't read
what
it.
Was her thing? I know, I want to know.
You ready for this?
Hold
from
on.
An ID doctor.
Time out. Wait, hold Go on. Ahead. Let's see. We need some sort of like fucking.
Oh, locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded.
This is a diagnosis from Dr. Jillian Raybould. She said, here's
the
bullet
point. I bet your sister's hot.
Super fucking
oh,
hot.
Oh, man, we're so into her.
Tight.
Super dude. Hot. I jack off to her with Purell all the time.
Is she married? She's single?
She's married. So she's married. Hotter, you fuck with marriage.
It's not going to stop.
Married is kind of hot, dude.
It's like,
she got kids?
She got one kid.
Oh, she takes cream pies. Fuck yeah, doggy. All day long. Jillian Raybould, cream pie queen. Go ahead.
Dr. Cream Pie.
Dr. Cream Pie.
I'm so happy to be here that I'm willing to endure that.
All right, so
I'm so mad that my sister's a huge Real Ass Podcast fan. Every episode she tunes in. Lewis.
So what did Dr. Cream Pie say? Tell me.
Dr. Cream Pie.
The comedic impulse is to yes and.
My mom is definitely watching this.
That's Mrs. Cream Pie.
If I put this on any social media.
Mrs. Dr. Cream Pie?
The original Cream Pie.
Please call me Barbara.
She's Mrs. Cream Pie.
She's got five kids. Five-time Cream Pie.
Mr. Cream Pie is my father.
Our father is also Dr. Cream Pie, though.
Whoa.
We come from a long line of cream pies.
Good.
No, but here's her bullet point. Her bullet point was, you're probably going to be okay. She basically just said that straight up. You're going to be okay.
Did she write anything else about it?
Yeah, she did. I very much skimmed it, but because you're like, I could
be. You get the 2-page email. You're just like, all right, I got it.
Yeah, but she just said, it's going to be okay. Wash your hands.
You know what? We got to go invest, Lewis.
It's funny when
get the fuck out of here, talk to a broker.
Maybe.
Hit up Charles Schwab.
I don't know. Schwab?
That's an investment platform.
I have no idea.
Okay.
We're not doing banking. We're doing...
I was like, of the cotton Schwabs?
Well, because of the... Because the coronavirus.
That was a fucking rattlesnake right there. Thank you.
It is. I'm really glad the soundboard is here.
Yeah, it's incredible. Lot.
I thought you were going to talk about his hilarious comedian son.
Oh,
Brendan Schwab.
Brendan Schwab.
Brendan. Can he get a rattlesnake? We can throw it out.
No, he gets his own Zackle snake.
Zackle snake.
Oh.
I gotta stop doing that.
Zach,
it's beautiful.
How can you? I want you to go back. Think back to the first time you heard that sound bite. How did it make you feel?
It was nice.
It was
nice to be considered.
It's like when you get your own food item named after you at a restaurant.
He's had
frequent.
That.
You've definitely had that.
I want it so bad.
Yeah. What would you put on it?
I want a. There's an Italian sandwich shop by me that it's like old school Guinea. It's like 100 sandwiches named after different Italian people.
Wow. Oh,
I want a sandwich.
Yeah.
I went there with my girlfriend and she ordered the. And she knows nothing about comedy, the Anthony Cumia.
No way.
She literally ordered that.
Yeah,
and I started laughing so goddamn hard. I was like, that's the sandwich you picked out of these 100?
It's veal.
Yeah. And they just come out and hit you with it like a baseball bat. Yeah. They hit you in the eye with it.
It's tenderized with the end of a gun. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Stamps.com. Stamps.com is an incredible sponsor for the show. I love Stamps.com. Basically, they have everything you can do at a post office. You could do right from the convenience of your own home. Use your computer, your printer, and you can print U.S. postage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It is really that simple, Zach.
Dude, it's... Post office is hell on earth.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go anymore.
I hate it. I hate it. I won't go anymore. That's why we've been using stamps for a while. When I used to go to the post office, I used to dread it. I used to want to avoid it like the plague. The long lines, the smelly people. Having to go through New York City traffic is just fucking crazy. Time is money, baby boys. You know this, okay? Not only do you save time, but they actually do save you money at stamps.com. You get 5 cents off of every first class stamp and 40% off of shipping rates, or I should say up to 40% off of shipping rates. And it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. There's no equipment to lease and there's no long-term commitments. Stamps.com truly is a no-brainer, and over 700,000 small businesses are currently using stamps.com. So right now, what you have to do, right now, our listeners get a free special offer that includes a free 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. So you just got to go to stamps.com, and if you click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in RAP, R-A-P, at stamps.com, once again, stamps.com, enter RAP at the top of the homepage. When you click on that microphone, you're going to get that free trial, and you're going to love it. You really are going to love it. Go see if you dig it. If you don't dig it, you guys can fucking shoot me a nasty email. I'll be like, what are you talking about? I like spending more money. I like going and having to be in traffic all day long. I like to deal with post office employees. They're the best people in the world. Crazy. Going postal is a thing, by the way. You know? Do you want to die? Stamps.com. Go do that now. All right. Let's get back into it. Yeah, all right, so whatever, dude. Skankfest is happening, by the way. People are like, dude, are you going to cancel Skankfest? Let me tell you something. The only way Skankfest gets canceled is if the city of Houston shuts down all live events.
If there's another flood.
Then there's nothing we can do. You know, there's literally nothing we can do at that point. And then we would likely postpone it. I mean, obviously we've talked about that. I don't think you're going to have to worry about this. I think this is going to go away faster than people are saying. But, you know, we'll see if people are freaking out anymore. I know 8 states have declared a state of emergency, which also...
And Amazon doesn't have toilet paper.
It means nothing. State of emergency means nothing. New York has declared a state of emergency. What does that mean? I don't know. They just have. What does it mean?
I feel like I should go loot. Looting isn't as fun in this era where you can order everything off Amazon.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Because like the idea...
Looting now is ordering it and then contacting Amazon saying it didn't come.
Yeah, exactly.
I looted Amazon. It's pretty dope.
But you know, miss the good old days where you can just break in and grab an enormous TV.
Yeah. Now TV is too easy to loot. Now you can get like 6 TVs on your back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're
really and they're want... so cheap. They'd be like, just fucking take them.
You used to really have to want a TV back in the day.
Yeah. Also... like, they're going to, Best Buy, there's no way Best Buy is going to make it the next 5 to 10 years. There's just, in stores like that, there's just no way.
It doesn't even matter. You're going to go to Best Buy and you're going to loot. Like, I can't even fucking get a Galaxy Quest, you piece of shit. Sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Before Corona.
You can't get a Galaxy Quest?
No.
Really?
I'm trying to for months.
How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel anything? Off your soundboard?
It makes me feel...
This is how Lewis expresses himself in therapy.
Wait, what is this one? Is there a new sound effect?
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake.
For when you
thank
preach.
You, rattlesnake.
You requested
praise him.
I do preach a lot. Yeah. I do get preachy.
Nate made that.
Nate did. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. Nate's out there fucking crushing it in the world.
Is Nate allowed back?
I don't know where he's at. I haven't seen Nate in months. I have no idea where he's at. I'm pretty sure we're still paying him. I don't know what he does anymore. I'm pretty sure I got hustled. I'm pretty sure Nate fucking scammed that Jude me, and now I'm paying him more money to do substantially less work.
He's not even in the country.
Really?
I don't think so. Is Nate here?
He's in Australia.
What the fuck is going on right now, Shannon? Can you
what's he doing?
Bring it back the OK Boomer girl for a minute. That, you know what? OK Boomer Girl is my new Main Street. Every time I get angry, can you just pull her up? There she is. Look at her.
It's
get some volume.
Can we get an age check on this?
Shut up, dude. Fucking gay. Boomer? Okay, I'll show you the one that I really like. Now keep it going. There she is.
Mm. Let me replay it.
It won't let you replay it? Well, I was going to show you the part that I really like.
There we go. Boomer.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Boomer.
All right, so I like this little side dance. That's great.
Boomer. Okay.
But then, watch, this was she... Oh, Shannon, you it's dumb, not, fat woman.
I'm doing nothing.
What are you doing to Shannon? The stream, Shannon?
So I'm trying to eat the computer, Shannon.
Sabotage.
I don't know what that means.
I liked it when I called Shannon the fat. There, that face right there she does. Whatever she's like, whatever you say, Boomer, you fucking fat old loser.
How did you stumble across this?
Masturbating to children's TikTok channels.
Oh, the natural, of course.
Yeah, I was playing Fortnite with children while I masturbated to their TikTok channels.
It's called TikTok because you're waiting for them to all turn 18.
Okay, that girl is, first of all, she must be 18. How old is that
pretty
girl?
Pretty good joke.
Can we
that's
find
a great
out?
Joke.
Can we find out now?
Couldn't find it. I try to look.
She's
got to
be
stats.
18, doggy. Come on, she's hot. This I'm telling you right now.
I'm gonna stay off. I'm gonna store that. I'm gonna stay off the record.
Yeah,
on that
I gotta
one.
Stay off.
But
the
you
record.
Probably know how I feel too.
Togi, she's fucking 18. She's definitely 18, at least.
You
I
know?
Bet you she's even older. Look at her. Fuck off. Look, she looks old as shit there, dude.
That's also her.
I don't know. Is it a computer lab?
Do you have any more videos of her doing shit? Oh, look how cute she is.
The internet is crazy.
She's the fucking, she's the best, dude. She's so smart.
God, how much money do you think she makes on this stuff?
I don't care. I love her. If she contacted me right now and said, vote for Bernie, she's like, please just vote for Bernie. I swear to God I would. And I would campaign for him hard. She is perfect.
Real? Wow.
She's perfect.
You're in love.
I love her.
Off of the 15
look at her.
TikTok.
Look at her. She might be 13 years old.
Should you have your fans reach out to her for you?
No, you psycho. Please don't even suggest that. My fans are animals. Psychopaths. She's a beautiful young girl. And I got to be honest with you. I care so little about politics that all she would have to do, if she came and touched my shoulder and said, please vote for Bernie, I'd be like, yes.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I swear
she's
to God.
She's giving you nothing else, though. She's not.
I don't care. I don't care.
Just
I don't care if Bernie's president, Trump. I don't care if they kill each other. I don't care if we don't have a president anymore. I don't care. So if I don't care, I also don't care if some fucking hot chick says, please vote for Bernie.
But then you'd have to go to the booth and do it.
All right, she followed me to the booth and held my hand there. Oh,
oh okay.
Imagine she held my hand. Oh, it's gonna be I love goosebumps.
Just, your fantasy isn't sexual. It's just.
What if she
I just
has?
Want to hold her hand.
She goes to you. I have coronavirus. Make out with me.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, well, Lewis has.
I also have it.
Yeah, it's like
cancel each other out.
You're like, if you can turn coronavirus into an STD, do it. Like, why not?
Let's go. Also, aren't they saying there's some? There's no symptoms of coronavirus for most people, right?
I think so.
Well, it's like 2 weeks. They say 2 weeks, and then it sets in.
It's all stupid, dude.
It is all stupid.
It's all stupid. It's all fucking stupid shit. I'm not buying it. I bet you in 2 weeks we're not even talking about it anymore.
I bet you're. I would not take that bet because I think you're right.
I bet you because we're always looking for something to be afraid of. I'm not saying that it's going to go away. I'm saying that the hoopla will fucking disappear.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Well, every 2 years there's a new disease.
I agree with you because nobody is talking about those fucking weed cartridges that fuck your lungs up anymore.
Yeah.
How many people died from that? Like 30?
But people, that was a big deal. Like everybody was talking about those vape cartridges and everybody fucking forgot about that shit quick.
Yeah. We freak out. There's like two deaths and then the entire nation mobilized, like the government mobilized for like two, like 17-year-olds died and immediate legislation. And it makes you go, there's no way we can't do that for actual problems.
Yeah.
We just fixate on like two deaths.
I hear a little bit of like phlegm in your throat, which is coughing towards Zach. I
sorry, Zach.
That.
That was my natural coughing pattern.
I mean, and we also do something where we all share microphones with like 40 different people a day in this place.
yeah.
Rubbing our faces on it. Like,
give it a good
crazy.
Lick.
One coronavirus could take down Gas Digital.
Easily.
I'm really glad we are the first show in the morning.
Yeah. But there's, you know, people are freaking out about Skankfest. You're like, guys, if you own a subway car, if you own a subway car, there's more people on a subway platform in any given day than any room at Skankfest.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
If you go to a concert, if you go to a fucking basketball game, if you go. So, I mean, you have to just decide, are you shutting down your life and holding up in your apartment? Or are you living your life and saying, all right, I'm probably not going to die from coronavirus. This is sort of a silly fucking thing. They're blowing it out of proportion. Right. But Italy, they shut everything down. Right. I was trying to bring my son to Italy And now like a quarter of the population is like quarantined.
Yes, some like 16 million people are quarantined.
Yeah. My girlfriend had to cancel, her and her family had to cancel their family trip. Yeah.
It's a lot, of women being beaten by their Italian husbands at home. You can't get out there. That's a problem.
That is probably the, if you're, that's like a good country to have be quarantined if you live there because they have the best food.
I know.
So like, all right, I can stay at home and have awesome food all the time.
Yeah. Tim Dillon has a great new video out that he has where he's just a guy that's quarantined on a ship. And he's—it's just like, but he's your average person who would want to go on
a cruise in the first place.
Yeah, dude, it's so funny. You can pull it up for a minute. It's really good. I don't typically play my friends' videos on the show, but I thought it was pretty fucking funny. So yeah, I mean,
in the interim, we can watch the Bernie girl again.
I would love to watch Bernie girl again. And that they're fucking killing the cruise industry right now. Yeah, this is it.
Where my party people at? My party boys and girls. We are quarantined, baby. I heard they weren't going to let sick people get off this boat. I grabbed one of those Filipino lady boys who was restocking the buffet, and I deep mouth kissed him. Listen, I feel sick as shit all the time at home. I might as well be on a fucking boat. I said to my wife, you dumb bitch, next time they ask how you're doing, you cough. I don't even talk anymore. I just cough through the door. I'm never leaving this fucking thing. We're in fucking paradise. Okay. They put food right out.
Also turning me on for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
That's fucking great, dude. So yeah, whatever, man. I can't freak out about it. There was one video that I saw on Twitter that I shared. The fucking dude, the woman, the Asian woman and the chicken. This thing fucking disturbed me.
I was going to say, you're going to have to be more specific than an Asian woman and a chicken.
Dude, this shit.
There's no good this screenshot.
Is this alive? Is this chicken alive? Is this chicken actually alive? Are you 100% positive? Because people say it's alive, and I've looked at the video trying to see if the chicken's moving at all, or if she's sort of like, splayed it out like that. Start from the beginning of the video. Ugh.
What's about to happen?
Is it alive?
Oh.
Is this chicken alive?
Oh, God.
I mean, what is this? All right, stop it now, Shannon. Shannon, why? What is this? Why? Tell me we figured out what it is and what happened
there. The head was moving.
The head was moving.
Yeah, the chicken's definitely alive.
Where's that from?
I couldn't even touch a live chicken.
Astoria.
Flushing.
Sorry.
Is it an Ellie Wong special? What the fuck was that? Why? Why? No, that was her name. Why? Why Ming Kong was her name. And she's a 24-year-old model. She's from Instagram. Who is she? Why are we... am I allowed to threaten violence on here?
I'm not against it.
All right, look. I don't know, like, legally, am I allowed to say that that woman should be fucking put down? I'm not telling people to put her down.
I think you're allowed to say that.
I'm not telling people to put her down. I'm just saying that, like, there's no... Whoever's willing to do that is not of this earth. And they need to be put down.
How do we know she wasn't, you know, the Philly sports fan ate horse shit? How do we know some big team in China didn't win something and that's how she was celebrating?
That's true.
That's a very viable potential narrative, right?
If OK Boomer Girl did that, would I accept it? 100%. If OK Boomer Girl
did
that.
Are you saying she's just not hot enough?
All right, now meet in the middle.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. There's a tipping point. If you're OK Boomer Girl hot, you could eat a live chicken in front of me. I'm like, oh, OK.
Yeah.
Whatever. She's cute.
If you're a 7 or higher,
yeah,
then you can eat a live chicken.
So that's an old carnival thing, too. Like, used to be a thing you saw at a freak show. It's called a geek. Okay. And it would be a guy that would bite the head off of a chicken.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, really? Biting the head off a chicken is different than eating it alive,
yeah,
dude.
No.
It's you're different. Correct. Eating stomach first, dude. This chicken's looking at you in the fucking face. And you're just like, ah. I mean, what a fucking brutal thing.
How did she get it open?
Her teeth.
How does... Zach, have you seen anything worse than this at a hardcore wrestling match?
No, never. That's horrendous.
I also like that it was at like a nightclub.
Yeah.
Here's my problem.
The chicken into a nightclub.
Whatever culture that is, that's a problem, man. They're okay with that. Everyone was over there taking pictures. They're fine with it, man.
Well, we would do that too.
I would like
Lewis, to. If we had someone holding a live chicken, we wouldn't stop her. We'd be like, oh, this is going to go viral.
No,
we would be world starring that.
I'm getting sick thinking about it right now.
I'm going to put Brett Raybould's money where his mouth is. Any Skankfest fan who's listening to this, I will personally Venmo you $50 to eat a live chicken in front of Luis J. Gomez.
It's fine. I'll double it. I'll put in another 50 just to see if we get somebody to do it.
Zach, you want in? 50?
I mean, I don't need to. You got
now I'm about to make 100.
Zach's like, I just made $100, baby.
Live chicken eating at Skankfest. That sounds like it's going to be safe.
Yeah.
Shannon, pull up this video. My good friend Karen Fian sent me this video. She had it in her phone from back in the day when we were a couple.
Oh boy.
Is this going to be porn? No.
We're watching the mess.
This is me feeding a chicken.
Okay. Oh, it's kind of nice. Yeah.
Yeah, they like it. So, yeah.
Would she say this or did she write?
It's your mother.
Would she say this? Did she go, this is from when we were in love?
Yeah, she did.
The happy times of a relationship.
I mean, chickens are nasty creatures. Asians are...
I'm like, what's going on? Go ahead.
The chickens of racism.
I can't follow your logic. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
I mean, I'm just saying, dude, whatever the fuck. Do we know what that woman was yet? Shannon, do we have any more information about her?
No, I can't even find that video anywhere else. I can't find any information about her yet. I'm still looking.
That's fucking me up.
Man, what a job, Shannon.
Shannon, you never thought this would be your career, huh? Yeah. Shannon, can we do a dual episode the next two guests? Are the Bernie girl and the chicken eating woman?
Oh, how great would that be?
Wow,
it's a double date.
It's a double. Zach,
can we clear the air and play Bernie girl one more time?
Just your palate cleanser.
Yeah, I'm fucking that chicken lady.
I feel
fucked
nauseous
me up.
Too.
It really does make me sick looking at that chicken lady.
Whatever you say.
Bummer. There we go.
There she is.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, she's great.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna.
But you
man.
Will now soon be, right?
Is that where she's from? Is TikTok?
That's a TikTok.
No, her name is TikTok.
No, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not doing it. I can't. I don't get it. I don't at all.
It's just like coronavirus. Every couple of years, there's another huge social media thing. And I think now from now on, they're just all going to die out. I think like we have the ones that are here. You know, YouTube, Instagram, hell, even people have said like Twitter may die. Like the company doesn't make money.
I don't even know how it would make money.
I don't know how Twitter it make still money exists.
Yeah,
with like one sponsored tweet. Like,
yeah, I don't. I guess it's going to be based off of sort of like our needs to share and connect. But yeah, I mean, I think it's like at this point, it's almost marketing, right? So it's like whoever markets their thing is the best thing. So there'll probably be another thing, but it'll still be owned by all the same companies. Like Facebook will buy the next big file. Like Facebook owns Instagram. People talk about how Facebook is dead, but Instagram is a massive fucking company owned by Facebook. So who gives a fuck, right?
I think if you're over 25, you shouldn't have TikTok. I think it should be cut off.
I kind of think we should just let the kids have it, 17 and under.
Yeah. I've never even been on it. I don't know what it is. People make videos where they sing.
Yeah, they lip sync and dance to songs. Yeah.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's
all
of it.
Honestly, I'll be honest. There are some comedians who I've seen do TikToks where they, it's not even like they're trying to do it.
They're
a
not
bit.
Just putting their bits up on it.
Yeah, it's
they'll
not
be
just like
doing the things you see the 16-year-olds doing, and you're just like, dude, you're 35.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not, you can't be that desperate to succeed where you will embarrass yourself that much. Are you proud of that piece of comedy?
Like,
at
what,
all?
Are they, what are they doing?
So the creator of the cum rags.
I'm proud of that shit. They'll do that Bernie girl type stuff.
Yeah.
That little lip syncy, like
you'll see a comedian doing that.
And you're like, you're a grown comedian.
You'll see Joe List.
No, but like actual stand ups I've seen do those, and you're like, that is, we need to have some semblance of taste in attempting to make actual comedy. Because this is
Marina Franklin, you're 50. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's like if you're a grown adult, you should be better than making bullshit.
Yeah.
We don't
She's
need
actually
more...
a boomer.
Yeah.
I just don't like when people make bullshit and not make comedy, but
yeah, it's hard. It's hard to make fucking. It's hard to make good content for the internet, right?
But it bumped. Even the word content bums me out.
Why?
Because we're supposed. I just can't imagine like a good performer or artist from another era going like, "Oh, I got a, like a lot of great content coming out." It that's like such a. It's such a like cynical word, content.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you believe in what you're doing? Like content is a very who gives a fuck. It's just like opium. It just like it just makes us. It's it, you're, we're not gonna talk. No one's gonna talk about content they saw in the future. I don't know. I think the content era is kind of a bummer.
Well, I think that it's really cheap to make certain stuff, right? So you make fucking a podcast, it's dirt fucking cheap. You know, you do a TikTok video and like that's really, the app makes it super easy to do shit like that. But to do like high quality, you know,
actually write
sketches, to write, act, edit. I mean,
it
you're
takes
talking about
hours.
Like, it's an insane amount of time.
No, we shoot sketches like 100 hours.
It's
150 hours per sketch.
Insane. And then you go, well, and how do I monetize
and then it
this?
Gets, and then it gets 500
views. Exactly. 2,000
like,
views.
Why did I do that?
I could have recorded a podcast for an hour, right? Yeah. Really commit to that and then get sponsorship.
I
get
think
whatever.
Podcast is comedy, though.
Podcasts are comedy.
Yeah, but I think the word content sort of is an umbrella.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah, it's just totally. I think, you know, you're connected to, you know, emotionally against that. But like I'm just saying it's like sort of the umbrella for
I totally agree with you.
Anything
that.
That's on the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a weird thing. So it's almost you're being discouraged to put that time into creating higher quality content.
Yeah.
And you know, unless you sort of go down the television route. But that's why there's really not much like edgy
but
sketch.
Even that you need someone else to co-sign you then so you might not even get the chance to make the thing.
No, you probably won't get the but the reason people sort of hold out for TV for that stuff is because the amount of effort that it takes to put out high quality sketch, high quality video, it's a lot. It's way more intensive than probably anything else we do, podcast related, stand-up comedy related. All that other shit's easy, dude. People putting out their, you know, putting up a fucking iPhone in the back of the room and plugging into the soundboard and then, you know, having an overlay of the words, right? The, what do they call it? The,
captions.
Yeah, the subtitles. That's not a lot of work. And I think this is, people get confused because they go like, oh, this guy's putting out a ton of shit. And then there's other guys that are putting out like, you know, like Tim Dillon does a great job with his stuff. He really puts a lot of effort into it. Kyle Dunnigan's Instagram is just
the funniest shit in the fucking world.
His shit is amazing.
Dude, the Kyle Dunnigan Instagram might be the funniest
thing
Instagram.
Online, actually.
Yeah.
Every
might
time,
be the funniest
every
thing.
Video I watch, I
Dude, die. The Meghan Markle one where she forgets his name. Dude, that's so fucking funny. It's the best, dude. It's the fucking best, dude. You gotta go watch Kyle Dunnigan's Instagram channel as well. But that type of stuff, to put that effort into it, I mean, he puts so much and he's hundreds of thousands of views, but
and he's gotta look like a crazy person when he's doing it.
Yeah,
if anybody walks by,
it's
this poor guy doing 8 impressions into his phone.
Yeah. There's nothing more embarrassing than a stranger seeing you take a selfie or do a video of yourself. It's so emasculating.
Oh, dude, when I'm in my cab and I do a live stream, I'm like, hey, what's going on, doggies?
Oh, my
cab
God.
Cab driver's rolling his eyes and cringing.
He's from the third world. He's like, I cannot believe I came to America with this
I was
shit.
A doctor in my country.
I am a doctor.
You're like, what did you used to do in your country? He's like, TikTok.
I fucking, dude, that chicken lady fucked me up. I can't. Even think about it anymore. I want more information about it. Please send me more information about the chicken lady because I got to figure out what country we enabled to do that and why we're not at war with them currently. So what is this story right here, Shannon, with the baby? Did you punch a woman?
It's another Chinese lady eating a baby.
Belly
is the baby
first.
Alive? Is the baby alive? I feel so nauseous. It's just, we'll just
not,
get nauseous
it's
for
not
an
okay.
hour. Let's just watch.
Shannon, cut to that Karen Fien video of me feeding a baby to a baby. What happened with the baby? He's I like the baby. We gave him
the
a
rapper.
Real ass,
oh, okay.
Yeah, the rapper. We gave him a real ass dude of the year or a real ass dude of the week last year.
Yeah, when he beat the shit out of that guy in the jewelry store.
Yeah, some guy was popping off, and then he took his phone from him and beat him up on his own phone. It was great.
He beat him up on his phone to the point where his pants were off.
He pants him.
He beat him out of his pants.
And why did he beat the guy up?
Because the guy was just talking shit. He was like, yo, the baby's a pussy. He was doing this.
Oh, wow.
And then it just cuts to a shot of him beating the guy up. It's just the best.
Oh, man.
So I have a lot of love for the baby. Okay, yeah. I've had a lot of love for the baby for quite some time now. But what happened here? Because maybe there is no justification for hitting a woman sometimes.
Yeah, so there's different stories about this. It's either that the light was shining in his face and that's what bothered him, or that the phone touched him in the face and he responded and slapped the lady.
Hey, can we see the video?
Yep. Okay.
Let's see the evidence. Okay. Wait, rewind. Yeah, he gave her a nice... Phone's flat, shining in his face.
Oh, yeah, that's basically it.
And then he released a video afterwards being like, yo, that bitch hit me with her phone.
Yeah, and he said that he couldn't see because the light was in his face, and so he couldn't see that it was actually a woman that did it. But he did apologize. Do you want to see his video?
I want to see the apology.
Ray Rice said the same thing in the elevator.
That is true. There was a light in my eye.
Because I couldn't see. I didn't know who it was.
I do sincerely apologize. You know, I do. I'm very sorry that there was a female on the other end of that flashlight on that phone. But you know, keep in mind, I couldn't see you. Because you got the flash this close to me, which is okay, it's no problem. A lot of people did. They didn't put it as close as you put it. But a lot of people have flash.
It's going to end with him like, bitch, I'll do it again.
That's what
yeah,
I
know.
So that's the risk I take when coming to, you know, put on the show for my fans. You know, it's dangerous. You know, I'm blindsided. Cool. Fuck it. I'm with it.
Lewis.
But out of all them fans, you know, how many people
respect the baby, please.
Zoom in. Just zoom in. Instead of popping me in my motherfucking eye with the phone. So I do apologize. There was a female on the other end, but male or female, I would have responded the same exact way. You know what I mean? Of course, I had security with me.
You know what? You nailed it.
Fuck yeah.
Shit, feminist, you know, dude. Like,
I made secure.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
The baby keeps it real. Even at the end, he said, I'll do it again if male or female, if I had to do it again.
Equal rights.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with it. I mean, you know, whatever.
See, I was worried because he started by apologizing for hitting a woman. And when he did that, I was worried you were going to revoke his real ass dude of the year.
I considered it.
Really?
I considered it. Yeah.
And then he saved it at the end there.
Yeah.
By saying, I'll hit man or woman. Yeah.
Very smart.
Lewis,
very
what are your
smart.
Thoughts on doing a real ass awards show?
We do it every year.
So, oh, you do an actual award show?
We do the assies. We didn't do one this year. Yeah, we didn't do one this year. We're going to save it for Skankfest, but I don't think we're going to do it at Skankfest now, right?
I don't think so.
So now we should have Dylan put it together.
Yeah.
Dylan's going to fuck this
Why
up.
Why aren't we doing it at Skankfest?
You're welcome, Dylan.
Because
welcome for a job.
We're bringing back our real ass talent show.
Oh, the talent show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Tell me some of the assie awards. Real ass dude of the year, it is like.
Yeah, obviously that's the big one.
That's like, you know, that's sportsman of the year. That's good as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, what are some of the categories we've done, Shannon?
Best sound mixing. What is it?
Real ass chick of the year.
Yeah, real ass chick of the year.
Nice. Real ass dad.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we like dads on the show. Black person of the year.
Is that
not real ass? By the way,
DaBaby's
really got it locked.
It's up for interpretation, whatever you consider black to be.
Can you just give one that's best international film? Just one that doesn't apply.
We're going to do it very soon. We'll set up the ASSIE Awards because we did not do a 2019 ASSIE Awards. Shannon, get that on the fucking slate for next Monday. That's it.
You know what? I'm protesting. ASSIE's so white.
No. ASSIE's a fucking great name. And then... the other thing we got to check in with Dylan. Dylan, how'd your training go?
Went good.
Oh, thanks, Dylan.
Yeah.
Great shit, dude.
Because me and Harrington also trained.
Oh, you did?
We me and Harrington trained yesterday.
Okay.
And you and Diego trained on Saturday. Now, a lot of people are going to say Diego is a better trainer than me. But Diego doesn't have the same type of killer instincts that I have, you know?
Yeah.
And how do you feel like you did?
It was good. I actually wanted to talk to you after the show. I think Diego should, you're going to fly him down to Skankfest, right? You know, you got to put him in my corner. Because if you're going to, you know, you're training Harrington, I need somebody in my corner. I was talking to Diego. Wow. He said he's feeling a little competitive about this too.
Does he want to fight me?
No,
he said. Diego want to go? I'll fucking destroy Diego. Diego Lopez, you're in your fucking mind, bro?
He wants a flight.
He wants Diego a flight? Actually... He wants a flight me, dude? You trying to flight, bro?
He's trying to fight you.
I'll fight fucking Diego. You
want
to go?
I don't know if you want that.
Dougie, see, this is the problem. You don't want that, obviously.
You obviously don't.
Fear in your soul. I have no fear in my soul.
What do you think made you a fearless person?
Diego Lopez in his training.
You
should book.
You're challenging your teacher?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
When the student finally surpasses
the master. You should book Diego a flight the Thursday of Skankfest, and when he gets to the airport, it's going to Wuhan.
Tell Diego.
Stop trying to get me to fucking spend more money, you little bitch. You're lucky you're going to Skankfest. He'll be in your corner via Skype. How about that?
We'll just put an iPad up.
Yeah. Listen to me. Wow. Well, you know. We don't have that.
I kind of like this.
Okay, you're right. Knowing what happened here with the soundboard, I don't think we could.
I like the Gomez Lopez fight, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
The master or the
what's
student.
The caption on this?
Who's this loser? No, I'm just kidding, Diego.
If you didn't
buy tickets for the play tonight, you're under arrest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? Diego's just dead.
No, it's just the good comedy content Brett was talking about earlier that we all want.
Diego doesn't want none of this heat, and Diego probably also doesn't want to be.
Diego could beat the fuck out of anyone.
Yeah,
probably. That guy
is a monster.
That guy is a monster.
That's already said.
But he's also so friendly. It's very interesting.
Yeah, Harrington, I will tell you right now, and I don't want to give away anything of his game because I am his trainer. But Harrington is a fucking slob.
It didn't look like training as much as you just fooled Harrington into babysitting with you.
Harrington, we came out to the park because my son, I'm doing full-time dad duty this whole week because my son's mother went to the Dominican Republic. So my son's staying with me every night. And so he's involved, like I'm picking him up after school today. I'm bringing him back down. I'm doing the podcast later. It's just, you know, it is what it is. So yesterday I was training. I told Harrington I'd train him. And then I told my son he can come to the park with us as well. And I was like, James, you want to train a little bit too?
So you're mostly focused on James.
My son is substantially a better fighter than Harrington. I mean, a better athlete, better technique, better form, more heart, more grit.
Yeah.
Pull up my body. Pull up my son on Instagram. Do you see my son boxing on Instagram? Look at him.
Okay, guys. 1-2-1-2. Don't drop that other hand, okay?
Oh, wow.
So 2. So 2. So 2-3.
Wow.
So 2-3. Slip, slip, 1-2.
It's even hotter than the Bernie girl.
Beautiful. 1-2. 1-2-3 kick. Boom.
That's actually dope, though.
I took video of Harrington hitting pads. I mean, substantially worse than my son's form.
How's the cardio in Harrington?
Not good.
What are your thoughts on, what's your son's name?
James.
Doing a James Harrington as the next title card.
Harrington could beat up my son.
Winner gets to be
Lotus's son. Harrington could beat up my son, but give my son 3 more years and he will be, a 10-year-old James will fucking destroy Harrington with ease.
As soon as one ball drops, it's over.
Yeah.
Just one, yeah.
Harrington, no, his balls are never dropping. He's too old at this point.
That ship has sailed.
So Harrington is... Yeah, he doesn't, dude, he's not a fighter. I've been having to work a lot on the foundational stuff. But I'll tell you right now, Dylan, he's got a little power in those hands. If he hits you, you're going to feel it. Yeah, he said if.
Are you nervous at all, Dylan?
Not at all. Yeah, you are. Be real, Dylan. Come on.
I mean, you just said it. It's some power in those fists. It's just if he's going to land them. right? Like,
because he's way heavier. There's Harry Harrington. Come in. Come. Get over here. You fat piece of shit.
He looks way better than last time I saw him. He looks way better.
I don't know Harrington, so this is exciting for me to see his body.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, it's bad.
Two alpha males in the sound room.
Get on
right
microphone.
Now.
Harrington, get on microphone.
What's up, buddy?
We were just talking about your training yesterday. How do you feel like it went?
I'm a little bit more sore than I'd like to be, but I think, you know, overall we made some progress, and I'm very confident heading into this fight.
Dylan, are you sore right now, Dylan?
Yeah, my shoulders hurt.
Your shoulders hurt.
I mean, I'm be honest.
No, of course.
I admire the honesty.
Yeah, but you know, Harrington, your whole body probably hurts a little bit, right?
No, I mean, I'm fit. My neck hurts a little bit from your kid choking me out, but other than that, I'm all right.
That is true. James did show him what the fuck was up on the ground. I don't want to give away any of your game plan, Harrington, but I did let them know that you are really out of shape.
Did you use Harrington like that Richard Pryor movie, The Toy?
Yeah.
Did you just buy James Harrington? I want that homeless man, Daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a sponsor for this yet? Do we have are people gambling on this?
I think Robbie's working on that right now.
What are the odds? Let's see. I mean, I don't really know anything about the way Dylan fights. Based off what I saw with Harrington, I mean, I couldn't imagine Harrington winning a fight with anyone in the world. I couldn't imagine it. It's fucking crazy. Harrington, how do you get up at? Every single day. I was going to say in the afternoon. Yeah. How do you get up every afternoon?
Because businessmen are stepping over him.
Knowing how little you can protect yourself from other men. Like, if they wanted to just take you, you just have to give them your body.
Pretty good at talking my way out of those situations.
You're not good at talking.
I like this angle he's taking, though. He just accepts that that's
I mean, it's
life.
Fucking crazy. Imagine that, dude. Imagine, like, I'm not, like, a tough fucking guy. But training with Harrington did make me feel like 100 times tougher. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, dude,
you're like, am I Mike Tyson?
I could do whatever I wanted to Harrington. Literally, anything I wanted to. I'm his head coach, by the way. Yeah. Everyone,
this is how you build up your athlete.
It sounds like you're going to rape Harrington. I could do whatever I wanted to.
You were going
to
start with Muay Thai, and then you had to go back to what to do if a guy tries to take your purse.
I mean, we are going back to the basics. But I will say, I'm not going to say which punches are good. He's got a fucking couple good shots that if he lands them and he sticks those punches, he'll be good. And I'll tell you right now, he's going to be training over the next 3 weeks like a fucking madman. I know that he does have that in him. What are you going
to
say?
I have a question. I would like to know, Harrington, have you ever won in a fight with somebody?
Ooh.
I wanted to ask that, too.
Yeah, I'm a savage. Oh,
you what?
You've won a fight?
Yeah, I headbutt people. I'm a
hold
bad
on,
person.
Stop. Pause this. Now, here's what I'm gonna get. Dylan got trashed for being a liar about having boxing lessons. I will bet you anything. I will bet you my son's life that you've never eye gouged somebody.
Okay,
And I will almost bet you've never headbutted somebody.
Yeah, well, why would you do that? One eyed Willie down at the track. You, man?
Who did you eye gouge?
You said you eye gouged someone?
Yeah, the fuck? Harrington, you're a pirate? You fucking.
Lord.
Alex Litsky in a fight junior year over stolen beers.
You eye gouged.
You stole that guy's beers?
Yeah, fuck him, dude.
So he stole your beer and you stole his vision.
No. He was like, he was being a dick. He was like a senior. I was a sophomore, and he like gave me his 24 pack to carry into the party with him. So of course I chug 3 beers as I'm walking behind him, and we get there. He's like, why are you fucking over? Why can't you beer? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck you, fight me. And didn't end
that's
well.
Good conflict resolution.
You stole this guy's beer.
Yeah.
And then you said, fuck you, fight me.
Yeah.
I thought you had a silver tongue. You talked your way out of all these issues.
That's why I stopped drinking.
You headbutted him. You eye gouged him. You gave him a Peruvian necktie. Yeah. What else?
By the way, Harrington telling that story sounded like somebody doing Mad Libs. And also, you don't get to just tell the party story from Superbad and then end it with a fight.
Dude, none of that's true.
What kind of bitch move carries the 24 for the other guy, too?
Well, that was the problem. He was already feeling like a little bitch. This story was, I believe that a fight happened, but no eye gouge or headbutting happened. Harrington's not a savage. Harrington, stop these games. If you headbutted me or eye gouged me, I'd beat you up using normal fighting skills. I would just start beating you up worse. It would be a bad idea. It's not like you're a fucking killer, dude.
You're bigger and stronger than me. Alex,
you are larger than most.
It's fair, I guess.
And I am bigger and stronger. You're right. It's a good point. You made
more importantly,
that's how you diffuse tension. Just tell Lewis you're bigger and stronger than me. Sure. He's like, all right, I'm cool.
Shannon, will you be the ring card girl, and what would you wear?
Ooh, Shannon, please be the ring card girl. Don't be a little fucking
punk. Is there any way we get the Bernie girl to be the ring card girl?
No. Oh, that bitch ain't returning my
you
calls.
You can't afford her.
Shannon, be the ring card girl. Come on.
I'm still not going to be in the shape I want to be by Skankfest.
Or what if you wear a little, little short shorts and like bikini top.
Yeah, volleyball shorts, bikini top.
I think there's...
No, jean shorts because and cowboy boots.
There's going to be cuter girls there that you'd rather see.
Shannon, everybody...
Shannon,
listen, there,
everyone
it's gonna
knows
be
that's
dudes.
Not true.
Yeah, there's ugly women.
They're all going to have coronavirus and it's going to be men, okay?
Shannon, you're going to be one of the hottest. You're definitely in the top 10%. Hmm.
It's the one time in my life I get to be. I'll think about it.
Thanks, Shannon's going to be a fucking ring card girl at Skankfest, guys. I promise you.
The women at Skankfest will be improved by having the medical masks on.
Shannon, how badly do you want to win a real-ass Chick of the Year award?
This is your shot. That's, yeah.
It's a good point.
That's been your life's dream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon, jean shorts, cowboy boots, and then the medical masks on
each boot. Oh, yeah.
Shannon, you will have a lot of
fans.
Or
just go
there.
Medical mask over the vag? Come on.
So, Dylan, after one day of training, what do you feel are your strengths so far?
Why would I say that?
Wah-wah.
Like, why would I just start ironing out my plan?
No, I'm saying iron out your plan. Do you feel like you have any strengths? It's a little talking shit up to the fight.
Yeah. No, I think I'm tall. I'm long. I'm
yeah.
Lanky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
So you what's the weight difference on these two?
That's right.
Dylan weighs 108 pounds.
Okay.
Team Dylan.
And Harrington weighs 270, 280.
Harrington slimmed down a lot. You look great, man.
Thanks, man. Glad somebody noticed.
Wait, yeah. Dylan, how much do you weigh?
Like 150.
Oh, fuck. I got to root for you, though. We have similar body types.
How tall are you?
Gangly men stick together. I'm 200 pounds.
No, how tall?
Huh? Oh, I could fuck you up. No, I'm just fucking ask for my height.
Is Brett fighting at Skankfest now?
Yes, fucking do it. Tag team.
Brett versus Jordan at Skankfest.
Oh, Raver brother.
We're allowing fans to get into the ring. We're going to have a king of.
We're going to have a toughest
Skank at Skankfest tournament.
Wow.
That's going to end up getting a cash prize. I might even jump into the tournament. Who knows? I might be feeling frisky.
Lewis.
I might fight my
Lewis,
fans.
Lewis, don't do that. You have it.
Making
you have
yourself
an
the Shao Kahn
Lewis, I will fuck
of this tournament.
You have a lot. You have an empire. You have a son. You don't need.
I might need to prove myself at Skankfest. Who knows? Okay. All I'm saying, I might come in. I might just jump in the cage or in the ring while they're fighting and beat them both up. That you guys should be worried about that at every given moment.
That
you know.
Have you guys thought about that? Huh?
What happens to the purse if that does happen?
I take it.
What's the fight over? Yeah. What are the stakes of the fight here? So.
Wait, is there a purse?
Yes, you personally guaranteed us a baseline from Skankfest, and then you were going to pass the hat, let sponsors and fans kick in as well.
Oh, right. This, I was like, as long as I don't
Can
have
I,
to pay the purse.
I thought the prize was to be the engineer on the show. Well,
yeah, the prize is to be an engineer on the show, so I'll be the engineer of the show. I'll be a better engineer than either one of you. Literally, easily, with ease.
Harrington, tell me how you would react if Lewis's soundboard wasn't working. And keep in mind, your job's on the line.
Calmly?
Wow.
Lewis?
That's because he's lazy. He used the wrong word. He would have
let the show end.
Yeah. Crawled his way into the room and gasped for air.
I like that you two just found out you might not be getting paid for this fight.
I was going to say, we need to iron out some details after the show. I need a fucking signature.
I don't know.
You need to iron contract? Your shirt. How about that? Suck my fucking dick. I'll do what
Wearing
I want,
a sweatshirt.
Dude. I'm in charge
dude,
of this shit.
You pussies, you should fight for the love of the game, okay?
And of, yeah.
Dude, fighting for money's for bitches.
That's where I'm at. I'm going to Texas just to get blood on my gloves.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly. Yeah, there we go, Harrington. There we go. That's
if you're
like.
A woman and you blow Harrington at Skankfest, just realize how low you are. Like, you are the lowest of the fucking low. You
right.
put Harrington's dick in your mouth.
So
wow.
Shannon's yep. the one woman at Skankfest. We'll ask her if she's going to blow Harrington at Skankfest.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cockblock you. Blow Harrington at Skankfest, yeah, ladies. Yeah. Come on, gals. Get in there. Suck his dick.
Lewis said it. You can't not do it now. That's how it works.
Also, Harrington, this is a rule. No coming before the fight. You're supposed to let the testosterone build. Tyson did that. Did you know that?
Yeah, and then Tyson Fury said he jerked off 7 times a day before beating the shit out of Deontay Wilder. So, yeah, so I could care less.
So are you going to jerk off 7 times a day?
At minimum.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Is that part of the training he's been doing with your son?
You're lucky I called. You're lucky I called your sister, Doctor.
Doctor Cream Pie.
Fine, we're even. Damn it. So
now we know why Harrington's neck hurts.
Harrington, what do you? Why would you say that? What would you say your strength is going into this fight?
Beating off while your son chokes him.
Tighter, baby, James. Tighter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like everything, just toughness. I got that homeless mentality, you know, like Boxcar Joe, you know?
That's true. Can I see your eyes, Harrington?
He did.
Oh, God.
He wore glasses during the training the whole time.
Shit, dude. Lewis had to tell me to take the glasses off. That was dumb.
Yeah, but Dylan has this, like, emo dark side to him that exists.
Well, Dylan, here's the thing. Dylan is, without a doubt, he has to be substantially in better shape. Like, just... That is what. If I was Dylan, your game plan is to bring him into the later rounds, because he's not last. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
You're the worst fucking trainer.
I'm sorry.
You are the worst,
Dylan. See, you see that, Dylan?
No, this is how I believe this is how every single MMA trainer handles their fighter. Is they really
dress
they point
them
out
down.
Their weak points weeks before the fight?
Yeah.
In front of publicly the opponent. That's how you got to build.
But you know what, Harrington? It's okay. Let him see all your cards. Don't worry.
To be fair, that strategy.
Now
I looked at Harrington and I was like, "That would be my strategy," knowing nothing about.
It's not a debate. We know you are a fucking fat piece of shit. Everyone knows that. We have eyes.
I don't. I'm under 200 pounds.
We're
Lewis.
Near you. Okay. You are fucking gross. Everything about you. Okay. You're slimy. But if I didn't know shit about you, if I am fucking Dylan's trainer, and I guarantee you. Diego's in his ear going like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Get him through one round. He's not going to be able to lift his arms coming in round two. And then you're going to be able to just outbox him. So essentially use your length, keep him at a distance to make sure that Harrington, because he's a big dumb idiot, he thinks he's going to just start swinging like a fucking madman and trying to knock you out. Harrington doesn't really have knockout power. So what does that look like?
I thought he had some punches.
He got some punches, not knockout power. Okay, not with headgear and 16-ounce gloves. Are you crazy?
Now you say it's... Dylan's benefit to go.
It's a goddamn
round.
Impossibility for Harrington to win. There is no path to victory.
There's
here.
No way. No, I see.
Any way you could train me as well? Like, just get ripped apart by you? Jesus.
Harrington has some scary eyes.
I see Harrington fighting like Homer Simpson, where he waits for Dylan to punch himself out and then just tips him over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's not going to go long enough for that, Zach.
I need to ask Dylan one question. Dylan, how many men have you gouged their eyes? Be honest.
How many fist fights have you won, Dylan? Street fights?
Does school encounters count? Like,
Dylan, you're 22. It's now. Like life, yes. Everything up until now, yes.
What would you have done like the past week? You beat up 5 guys?
Not including like my older brother and shit. I think I've been in like 6 fights.
Holy shit.
Mostly in high school.
What's your record? What's your record?
Got my ass beat twice.
Beat?
Yeah.
Like really beat.
4-2.
Yeah, one of them was kind of funny. I was talking shit on the way to like gym class and I was just like, "You're a fucking pussy. He's a faggot. Look at everyone watching him walk in class and watch him to faggot." Yeah. And I went to go walk in the door.
And he hit you.
Shot hit in the fucking back.
Oh, but that's not a fight. Well, he just sucker punched you.
But also, I'm on his side.
I was trying.
Yeah, he wanted to fight
that
him.
That story, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
And that's the thing is, I remember the story, and I'm like, I was wanting to fight him. So I was like antagonizing, I just turned around.
Yeah, like it was bad strategy on your end.
100%.
Are you wanting to fight Harrington, or is this something you feel forced to do because of the constraints of your employment?
What the fuck do you think?
All right, voice in his head.
I mean, it's a tough economy, man. I get it.
I know the coronavirus is killing all the jobs. I get it. So now you're fighting.
Look, everything I said was just true about Harrington, but we are still going to devise a game plan to beat Dylan.
Look, I ripped you apart for the past 20 minutes.
Lewis, did you say you were looking for a sponsor for this fight?
Yeah.
I don't know how much purse we can put in, but, you know, we would love to sponsor Harrington.
Ooh,
if you would have us.
Ooh, the cum rags.
Yeah, we'd love to, I don't know, maybe we'll sponsor it. I don't know if we have the, our business has the money to do it, but.
Are these just rags designed to wipe up your cum?
These are, yes. Jordan and I launched this business recently. And,
it's called the cum rags. You can go to thecumrags.com
okay.
if you're interested.
All right. Now.
And we would love to wipe the sweat off your brow or the cum off your chest with our cum rag.
Which it sounds like Harrington's jerking off 7 times a day. He's
I'll tell you right
this.
Now. I will tell you right now, in our corner, we will have cum rags all over our corner. In fact, if you have a cum rag t-shirt and if you get some cum rag shorts made, got cum, love it.
Now, yeah, bro. Question. If Dylan's doable. Beating the shit out of Harrington, do you throw in the cum rag?
Whoa.
You got to jerk off.
You got to throw in the guy cum.
It's so sticky.
Yeah, if he hits Harrington so hard that he comes.
I love it. God cum. Let's say. Interesting.
Are you sick of all that pesky, unwanted cum when you finish masturbating? Are you tired of having to scramble for an improvised cum receptacle soiling your underwear, some socks, or maybe even a towel? Well, have we got the solution for you? Introducing Cum Rags, a towel designed with your cum in mind. Oh no, look at all this cum on my feet. Now watch as it traps and absorbs the cum on impact, leaving any surface good as new. You're probably wondering at home, what makes these cum rags just so special? The secret is our ultra-absorbent, cum-fighting nanotechnology. Originally developed by NASA scientists, our rags make it feel like cum. Never came. Other cum receptacles tear and rip or get crusty over time. But not our cum rags. Watch as it withstands the brutal grip of this strongman and yet is soft enough to swaddle this baby.
Oh, no,
and cum rags aren't just for masturbating.
Good.
You can even use them.
Can you actually buy cum rags?
Yeah, it's a real cum rag.
It's actually so.
TheCumRags.com.
Go to thecumrags.com.
We're selling them, dude.
One of my best friends runs.
Silent Partner.
Silent Partner. He doesn't want to have his name attached
he
to the company.
He is a real business.
He's deaf
person.
And dumb.
he's deaf and dumb. He is. He runs an actual towel company. That's why if you look at our cum rags.
These are legit. It's a legit.
These are legit towels. You want to touch
towels.
It? You want to touch it? It's on
I
you.
Love
same
a cum,
ones. They work with Aisha Curry.
Let's see.
I mean, have you ever used a dish towel?
But that's his what they are. It's like a real nice towel company. That's why it has the label on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, and the company he runs it with his dad. So when I took this to my friend, he's known as Mitesh around the company. When I took it to Mitesh, Mitesh said,
"Is it because his name is Mitesh?"
No.
Yeah. Yeah. that one. But yeah, his dad was. I wanted to even ask you. Like, we can make specific Skankfest cum rags. We can make.
Oh, we can
work out a deal, baby
boy. We can put Dylan's face on one. We can put.
That's actually the way to do it.
You want
to
throw a face on it?
Oh no, we throw Shannon's titties on them.
Oh,
I don't know if
shit.
I'm comfortable with that, Dylan's
Shannon,
face.
Can
for
we
sure.
get a picture?
Whatever
of...
Shannon wants, consent from Shannon first.
Shannon, can we get a picture of your titties, but from when they were nice? It's gonna be black and white.
It's one of those old-timey pictures where the guy's under the curtain and there's an explosion.
Yeah.
Come see Shannon's titties, see?
Shannon, would you let us or would you let us do like a like an illustration of you with your tits on
We could put her face on it, honestly. We could honestly do that.
Shannon, can we
just fold that part
I'm
over.
I'm very sorry.
Can we do
Shannon,
it?
Can we sell Shannon cum rags?
No.
Shannon, shut there. Up. Really? What if we could cut you in on it?
No.
Why?
I don't love it.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? If men are jerking off, they're already jerking off to you. Now you're getting paid for it.
I think you might be paying Shannon too much if she's not willing to just do this bullshit to get a buck. You know what I mean?
I don't want
to
contribute to the jerking off.
Contribute.
Portion. Yeah.
Fair point. Very fair
it's
point.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, but we're at Cumrags. We're a family company. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys with Cumrags. Maybe we can work out a deal at Skankfest. Maybe we'll have you guys in the corner of Dylan and Harrington.
Wow. I like the idea of you flying us down, but not Diego.
You guys are more important.
Who's who higher
I will sling a rag at anyone.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Real quick, let's get some plugs out of the way because we have a little bit more time left on the show. Brett and Jordan Raybould. The Rabel brothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you guys got to plug?
Oh, this is exciting.
You go first, bud.
I would just say go to my Instagram. I put a lot of comedy on that. A lot of content, one might say. And check out the Rainbow Brothers on YouTube. I have a podcast called Oh Dear and another one called Rainbow Brothers University that Jordan and I launched last week. Sweet. And I got a special coming out in 3 months.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yep.
First
Very
hour.
Cool.
Jordan,
Very cool.
Yep. Go to, I have a podcast called Big Dogs Podcast with, everybody knows him, Calm, Terrell, Irish comedian. He's done your show many times. And yeah, go to JordanRabel.com for dates and Rabel Brothers on YouTube. I'll be putting my special out there May 8th. I have an album coming out and a special and the video coming out on our YouTube channel. So check that stuff out.
Go to thecumrags.com. Send a cumrag to a friend, the biggest masturbator in your life. It's a real company.
I love it. I love it. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies. And check out Capital Wrestling here on the Gas Digital Network every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Sweet. Skankfest. That's what's next. I'm off the road for the next 3 weeks, guys. Skankfest Houston. It's happening March 27th to 29th in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. I'm telling you right now, it is going to be so much fun. We just did our walkthroughs. We just walked through the entire venue. Now I can see it. Now I'm visualizing everything. We did all of our rentals. The food trucks we have are fucking crazy, dude. The barbecue. Yes. How do you know that butts?
Somebody posted a picture of it.
Oh, dude, butts is fucking, dude, so good.
You know how excited I was to tell my wife I'm going to Skankfest to eat butts?
Dude, butts. It was the best pulled pork sandwich I've ever had in my entire life. It was so good. Things are fucking looking incredible. If you guys followed me on my Instagram story, you will see the venue is perfect for Skankfest. Tickets are almost sold out. We got a very, very few limited amount of tickets left. All access passes available. I think Sunday might even be sold out now at this point for individual day passes, but go check. I know you can get Friday passes still, all access passes. Skankfest.net is the website. The craziest lineup in the history of comedy. Go check it out right now. Plus, me and Kurt Metzger are going back out on tour. Lots of dates coming up. I'm going to be in San Francisco, Sacramento, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Boston. Me and Zach are going to be in Toronto coming up. Lots more dates coming up. Go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. Grab tickets for all those shows. Right now, if you love the show, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to, whether it's a good or a bad review. And you should know that every episode of the Real Ass Podcast is available at your fingertips. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get everything we've ever done. How many episodes do we have now, Shannon?
This is 513.
513 episodes available. The latest 15 are on iTunes. So you have nearly 500 episodes available on demand. Start from the beginning. Check it all out. Legion of Skanks, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Believe You Me podcast. We don't fuck around here at Gas Digital. All right. All right. So, Dylan's stories. Dylan never has good stories.
That's a lie. All right, tell us a good story then, Dylan.
That's so unfair to do to someone.
I know that.
Go, be funny, dude.
Nobody's ever succeeded after that.
Okay, this is actually a decent one, Dylan. Olive Garden manager fired after complying with customers' demand for a non-black server.
After complying with the demand?
So the customer was like, yeah, I don't want this yard ape to touch my food. And then
the manager's like, sir, no problem. I got you.
I was like, no, I get it.
Jesus, that's
manager
real,
fired man. After complying with customers. Yeah, let me see. Pull up the story. Give me some information here. An angry customer at an Indiana Olive Garden asked to be served by a non-black employee and allegedly screamed at another black worker in front of guests. The manager complied with the request, which prompted frustration from the staff and witness, who later complained to the company. Olive Garden completed an investigation and fired the manager, citing the company's zero tolerance. I mean, look, they're trying to be an authentic Italian eatery.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Hey.
When you hear your family.
Yeah, but not that type of family.
I ain't ordered a pasta moulignon.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucked up. That's crazy.
That's bananas.
Crazy. That is bananas.
It's, yeah, you can.
It's farcical as well.
You can see, oh, a customer could do that. There's just some crazies out there. But the fact that a manager was like, you know what?
Sir, good no point. Problem. I got you.
I'm sort of torn because I do believe the customer is always right.
Yeah,
and I do believe that you have to make your customer happy.
I mean, I can see a waiter asking not to serve a table full of black people because they would like to get a tip. But the other way around makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
If she doesn't want to be family friendly, she should. Let's see. The lady said awful things about me. Is she even from here? Is she like Jamaican or something? She wrote in her post. If she doesn't want to be a family, if she doesn't want to be family friendly, she should work in a strip club.
No, she should work as a strip club.
How do you,
the whole strip club? Yeah,
she should be the whole club.
Yeah, that it's so you know
what
the
did
way
she do that wasn't family friendly when
she's
you walk
just
in
not
the
classy,
Olive
Jordan. She's just not classy. She's not classy. Well,
she was listening to music on her cell phone on the speaker. I mean, that would make me angry too.
I had a guy in the subway this morning on the way here who was he had a cough and also had music playing from his iPhone.
Yeah,
which is I almost am like you get one of them. Like if you have a cough. All right, in this right now, or you get music, but there's very arrogant to do both.
I have to stop myself every time from saying something to people with music playing on their cell phones. Every time.
I have the fantasy I do it, but I'm too much of a coward. Maybe I need some training.
It's not that I'm too much of a coward. I do the math there and I go like, okay, well, this is going to end with, in the worst case scenario, it ends with like,
a fight.
Really, a bad fight, me in jail, you know, something bad, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Best case scenario, I fucking get this guy to turn off his cell phone, like, maybe, and then, like, I don't know.
Is it worth it?
I look at it and I say 99% of the people who are willing to play music on their cell phone are also willing to fight you to the death to defend that right.
Yeah.
It's just not a classy type of person that's, like, going to back down. So it's like, you're...
Oh, sorry, dude. My bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't realize you know what? You're right. I should think about other people.
But it's almost like by saying something, you're throwing the first punch. Like, you're saying, like, all right, I'm willing to fight you now because I'm saying something. Because what type of fucking human being would just play music on their cell phone as they're on a subway? You know?
Yeah.
What about this? If you're ever on the train with Harrington or with Dylan... saying you want to keep your job, you have to go tell that person to turn their music off.
That's actually a great bit.
Part of his training. Wow.
Dylan,
part of his training.
Dylan,
is
that's a great
training,
bit, dude.
I'm sorry, Dylan.
Dylan, you got to go on New York City subway, and every time you see a person playing their music on their
I'm so sorry.
On their cell phone, you have to get them to turn it down. And every time you get them to turn it down, you get an extra
$5. Whoa. It's nuts. Worth it. No, it's worth it.
No, it's part of his training.
You're 22,
like,
man.
That's like his story.
I almost got shot for a bit, right?
Yeah. That's how bad do you want
I'm
the bit?
I'm going to get shot again.
You almost got shot for a bit?
Yeah.
What happened?
What was it? I called a black guy the N-word.
Hey, like, you gotta go do it. You gotta go complain about your black servant and all.
How bad do you want to work at Cast Digital? I did it. Zach's done it.
It's the initiation.
Jordan and Brett did it in order to do the podcast.
Our least important guest we've had in a while.
We were out in Washington Square Park doing it for practice beforehand.
Yeah. Dylan, would you do that? Could we get Come you to on, do man. That? We should do a competition between you and Harrington to see who can get more people to turn the music off.
I think the problem that would be just finding all the people.
That
are playing the music out loud.
Have you ever been on a subway? Have you been on the one train?
Yeah, I was going to say, just sit on the two.
Just go on the one train from 125th Street down to 72nd Street. Trust me, you'll find some people. Guaranteed.
Okay.
I have to stop myself. I fantasize about it every time, and I never do it.
But it's surprising because you have fighting ability, and I feel like you could. I mean, who wants to instigate a fight? Because even if you win it, you still couldn't incur
damage. You're gonna fuck your whole day up.
Yeah,
I'm just once again, it's sort of me making the decision to just fight. And how often am I? Here's what I'm saying: like, do I want to fight? Am I willing to fight this guy because his fucking music is playing? Now, just on a baseline level, am I willing to go and punch this guy in the face because he's playing his music? And I'm not really willing to.
Yeah.
So in order for me to go and fucking start something, I'm just going down the path where I feel like the desired result of him learning respect in that moment and turning his cell phone off and being like, oh, cool, that's probably not going to happen. So at that point, I'm sort of the dick. He's a dick as well, but I'm also being in the dick category because I'm fighting a fucking dude for being, you know, I'm overreacting as well.
Yeah, but also, like, what about if you had said in a very calm, reasonable way, like, hey, man, I've had a hard day. can you not right now? Do you think that would work with someone?
No, because it's the kind of person that would sit and play music on their fucking phone on the train. They don't understand the rules of polite society.
I will say there's going to be a moment. I will, because either and with my son, I won't, because I can't get into a fight in front of my son. I can't risk getting my ass beat in front of him and him having that burned into his memory for the rest of his life. That's brutal, dude.
That's an interesting fear that I haven't talked to your father about.
He needs to see his dad as being a fucking badass.
Kind of a superhero. You know?
Yeah, so... Yeah. But there's going to be a time where there's going to be like a little kid on the subway, like a 3-year-old kid, and then some asshole's going to be on the subway playing some really like fucking, like fucked up lyrics.
DaBaby.
It's going to be DaBaby. And I think that's...
Turn off DaBaby. There's a baby on here.
I think it's going to put me over the edge. That'll put me over the edge. If like I see a little kid like, you know, because there's... Yeah.
Maybe if it's like a 9-year-old doing it, that's when I would feel the courage to do it. It's like, oh, finally I can be like, you better turn that off.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, dude. It's just sort of this whole fucking... What they're saying in that moment by turning their cell phone on is they're saying to everyone, like, fuck you, I don't care at all. And in a weird way, they're saying that. They're almost like daring people to fucking say something. Because I bet people say something all the time.
Well, yeah, that's a gotta... I think that's a component of it, like, is wanting people... They a little bit want some instigation.
Yeah.
I've seen people on the subway wearing, like, neo-Nazi shit. When I was in Germany, I saw a guy on the train, and he was in... not Nazi regalia, but he was in like
a compound media t-shirt. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to step over.
No, please.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, this guy wants someone to say something. Yeah. That's even more.
Did you go up to him and go, hey man, where'd you get that cool shirt?
Yeah, I said, dude, six.
I saw a guy in my neighborhood who had a t-shirt on that said, my boss is an Austrian painter. And I took me 10 minutes. I was going, that's the weirdest. Oh, he's a Nazi.
He's Hitler. Yeah.
I mean, fucking, remember Anthony Kumi used to have that Live from the Compound shirt that just looked like a swastika?
Yeah.
It was like an L and an F, but it was shaped like a swastika. I was like, Anthony, stop leaning into it, you psycho. What's wrong with you?
No, if he had leaned into it, he would have really hurt her.
No, come on.
You know what might
was make that Anthony at the Olive Garden? Yes.
That's funny. You know what might make them turn their music off? If like someone as like Caucasian as me just went up and was like, dude, sick song. Yeah. And they're like, oh no.
Start this dancing
song.
With them?
Yeah, like, oh fuck yeah, man. Yeah.
Ask if you could get next and play Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Or what would they do if you just started playing your cell phone like loud, like right next to them, and you're both just playing different types of music? You're playing like country music,
and then they would be like, "Can you turn it off?" I'd go, "Yeah, cool. See, clearly it annoys you too."
That's a great little moment.
That is a
Dylan.
Great
would you do
moment.
That? Would you play country music next to Puerto Ricans and Black people playing rap music?
Can I pick the country music?
Dylan's got a real alt rock vibe.
I would definitely play music. I think that's funny. I like that. Like playing music over other people's music and just being like,
Good joke, Brett.
Thank you for telling us that was funny, Dylan.
All right, fuck you guys. Then I won't do
we
it.
We love you. We love you.
No, Dylan, I like you. We love you. This is the first time I've ever interacted with you.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
They want to sponsor you, doggy. This is how you talk to your sponsors.
Bro, I was trying to get you a Cumrag sponsorship.
You said Harrington at first.
Literally, it would be funny to have him be the first Cumrag sponsorship.
I would love it. I would love it.
Dog, that guy needs money.
Dylan.
I know that because he works here and he's fighting. So our rate, we can get a sponsorship for pretty affordable.
You can get him to wrap himself in your logo for probably $100. If I had to guess, pretty goddamn easily.
That's fucking doable.
Just so you know, Lewis, that was five times more than I thought it would be.
Great negotiator. Shit. You're a great negotiator.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Thank you, Brett and Jordan Raybould. Make sure you guys go grab your cum rags from thecumrags.com.
The cum rags.
The cum rags.
We couldn't afford cum rags.com, so it's thecumrags.com.
Thecumrags.com.
Sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Grab your Skankfest tickets now. I will check you guys on the road. Come check out me and Kurt Metzger. Check out me and Zach. What else? Anything else, Shannon? Who's on Wednesday?
Jessica Kearson and Paul Verzi.
Nice.
Solid show Wednesday, Jessica Kearson, Paul Verzi. All right, thanks so much for listening to Real Ass Podcast. We'll check you on Wednesday, motherfuckers. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.